Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to a Puckle Pokey Quiz compilation. These are all segments from the Puckle Podcast, the other feed, where you can actually catch up on more recent Pokey Quizzes. But these are Pokey Quizzes from back in 2016. So keep in mind, all of this is just Gen 6 and prior, nothing Gen 7 and up. So hopefully you guys like it. So sit back and enjoy. And welcome to Puckle Spooky Quiz, the segment where we quiz your host or your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. So we will be asking them five questions, and of course you guys will have to lower your browsers, and you will have to, and of course, not use them to use the internet. You guys get one hint and 1 minute per question. So, are you guys ready?
Okay.
I don't know. You keep saying these questions are going to make me hate you, so I don't know if I'm ready to hate you, Thatch.
They very well may make you hate me. So we'll see though. Okay. So as always, five questions, six available points, seven if you get five of the points without using the hint, or six, you get an extra point if you don't use the hint, and you get five questions, not including the 5 points, not including the bonus point. So, here we go then. We're gonna jump right on into it. We're gonna warm things up here. Some of these questions are actually provided by 10 Little Men. So I'd like to thank him, first of all, for providing some of these questions. And so without further ado, we're going to jump right on in. Question number one, guys. What is the best place in Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire to EV train for speed using hordes?
Oh,
I always use X and Y. Shoot. I still think it should be somewhere with Wingulls.
I'm trying to remember all the hordes. I feel like there's something different. Cause if it's the best place for speed, it's gotta, I don't even know a route. I don't horde trade anymore. I don't know.
I only did it in X and Y. I could tell you precisely.
I couldn't even tell you a location. I couldn't even tell you a location. Cause I don't even know what routes have what anymore. So.
Do you remember which Pokemon was used?
I don't. I didn't EV train on Auras anyways, so.
I didn't either.
I can tell you
you have to go to Route 8 to hunt for Wingull hordes in X and Y, but in Auras, I got nothing.
Yeah, I. Oh, can we just say, like, the route right before Petalburg Woods? Is that a valid answer?
Valid answer.
Okay, because I don't know anything else.
I will accept that as an answer. I will need one as of right now. Is that what you're going to lock in?
I may as well at this point. We have no.
So that is correct, actually. That is route four, right? It's route 103 in Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire. It is the route right before Petalburg Woods. It is there that you can get hordes for not just Wingull, but also Zigzagoon and what's the last one? There's something else that gives you speed EVs, Taillow or something like that. There are three Pokemon there in Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire that you can use that will all give speed EVs.
Yep. I was thinking like two speed EVs, and I was trying to figure out what would give two speed EVs, and then a horde. Oh my god!
But yeah, actually having no extraneous hordes is very good for EV training.
All right, so that gives you 1 point right now. All right, so here we go. Question number two. Hopefully this is also a warm-up for you. In several of the main series games, you can take a ferry or a boat to another location in those games. But there's one set of main series games where you can't do that at all. You can't take a boat, you can't take a ferry anywhere. What is that set of games?
So 1, 2, and 3 are – actually through 4 are – all out because you got SSN again in Johto, I believe.
You have to exclude Unova because you take a ferry to go to the island where you find Victini. I think it's X and Y. It has to be X and Y.
Yeah, because you take a train, don't you? You take a train.
You take a train. Yeah, you only take a train. There are no ferries anywhere in X and Y.
Yeah, that's X and Y, Gen 6.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, X and Y.
Okay, locking that in. That is correct. X and Y is the only main series games where you don't take a boat. so good job there, guys. So that's 2 points. So we're going to ramp things up just a little bit. This one's about Pokeballs. Because, you know, I'm a big fan of Pokeballs.
I'm a fan, too, although you wouldn't think so, given my trivia history.
So there's several different types of Pokeballs, all of them giving you various capture rates due to certain circumstances. So there's actually two of them tied for the highest capture rate outside of the Master Ball and Insta Catch. So this is your bonus point question. There are 2 points here.
Because it's two of them. Okay.
Because there are two Pokeballs that are tied for the highest capture modifier.
Shoot. I just can't remember what the highest is right now.
I think I know, actually.
So
I think I read you too.
That is the question. Go ahead.
Okay, Shamu. One of them is the Dusk Ball at night or in a cave, right?
There's one higher than that, I can tell you right now, and that's the Beast Ball. And that's times 5.
Is that going to count? Like, are we counting Gen 7?
Yeah, Gen 7 is included now.
Because
it's been three, four weeks.
I can't remember how much the timer ball can do.
I think after my other answer was going to be that one. The timer ball after 30 turns is one of the highest you can ever have.
Oh, I'm thinking Beast Ball and timer ball then.
You also have your hint.
I don't know if we need the hint though, because like
we have three answers and he said there are two. So if we want to lock in the bonus point, maybe we need the hint for another question. Maybe
that's
we
what I'm
don't.
Thinking. I'm not really worried about the hint right now. Like,
okay. So are we, but what is better, the Dusk Ball or the Timer Ball after 30
I'm going
to
need an answer.
I'm thinking Timer Ball and Beast Ball.
Okay. Let's go with that one.
Have you locked in those answers? Timer Ball and Beast Ball? That is incorrect.
On both accounts?
On both accounts.
What?
The answer is actually the Love Ball and the Level Ball.
Oh.
The Love Ball, if you use it on a Pokemon of the opposite gender of the Pokemon that's battling, it gives you a times 8 modifier. And the Level Ball, you'll also get a times 8 modifier if you are 4 times the level of the Pokemon you were trying to catch.
What is the Timer Ball then?
Timer Ball is not 8. It doesn't go up that high. It goes up to like times 4 or times 5.
Oh, okay. So we both have point. Okay.
So, yeah, your both accounts are incorrect.
Oh, well.
But, yeah, Kurt's Pokeballs, they're amazing. And they look cool. So, all right. Moving on to the next question. You guys have 2 points right now, as a reminder. Question number 4. So, all of the towns in Pokemon Red and Blue were named after colors. In the English translation, and I believe also in the Japanese translation, and I don't know about Italy.
Yes, it was.
Okay. However, when translated in English, two of these colors are actually the same. They're just two different words for the same color. One of them being Cinnabar Island, named for an orange-red mineral. What is the other that is named after an orange-red pigment?
Vermilion.
I don't know.
Vermilion is orange-red.
Is it? I thought it was like a yellow still, but okay.
No, it's orange red. I'm a woman. I know colors.
I'm fine with it. I'm not too sure myself, so.
Is that your final answer?
I'm fine with it.
All right. Vermilion is correct. I thought this was going to be a much harder question, but apparently
no,
it was
I'm
not.
A girl.
It was not. All right. All right. You guys have 3 points, and we are at the final question. You still have the hint, by the way, as well. So, including Mega Evolutions and Generation 7 Pokemon, that's just the rule from now on. That's why I'm stating it, not saying that this is – not trying to infer this is a Generation 7 Pokemon.
Okay, that's clear. Thank you.
What Fairy-type Pokemon has the highest base special attack?
So, Fairy-type highest base special. Yeah. Wait, quick question. Can we, like, pause for a second for the hint? I kind of want to add something about it. No, okay.
You can't ask me a question about the Pokemon.
No, I thought about the hint. The hint rule.
What about the hint rule?
Yeah. So we have to get all five right for the hint
You have to get. Yeah.
We blew it because we didn't guess either one.
Yeah, it's the rich keep getting richer rules.
Okay, fair enough.
So we just use the hint and get 2 minutes to discuss the hint and the question.
Yeah, this is a hint.
Okay, so the hint is this is a dual type Pokemon. It is also a Mega Evolution.
Oh.
I think it's Mega Gardevoir, but let's go through them.
Fairy type that's a Mega. There's Gardevoir, obviously.
Because Mega Gardevoir, doesn't it go up to
there's
like
Altaria and Oddno, but though
Altaria
they're both
Altaria has a higher attack than special attack.
Yeah, I know those are both not.
And Oddno is defensive. And I think Mega Altaria goes up to a special attack of 165, and Mega Gallade goes up to an attack of 165, because, you know, they have, like, the same stats, but reversed attack.
I'm thinking it's Gardevoir still. I'm just trying to go through all the others, just in case.
That's a good idea.
No new Megas. Whereas Megas were Oddno and Altaria. Was there another one there?
I'm having trouble remembering because Mega Mawile, he's a physical attacker.
Oh yeah, that wouldn't be Mawile. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty sure. I mean, is there a Mega Evolution with a special attack over 165? I mean, there's not that many of them, and I don't think they're fairy types. I'm not sure.
I'm gonna say Mega Gardevoir because I think that's pretty much it. I don't think there's any other options at this point.
Is that your final answer?
Yes. Yeah.
That is correct. You get 4 points then for the day. Mega Gardevoir has a base special attack of 165. You did forget about Mega Deoncé, however, which is actually a very close second.
It's 150, isn't it?
It's 160. 160.
Okay. I think it's a 10 from its like attack or something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's it's very close, but nonetheless, Mega Gardevoir is correct. So that gives you guys 4 points for the day. That actually does shift the leaderboard significantly because you guys are actually incredibly close to one another. It's a very close race to win that hoodie, to win that Puckle hoodie. So let me sort my magic table here. Oops, it made the noise. So here we go. It did not. It did sort it. Okay. So in first place, we right now have Jushiro with 19 points. In second place is now Whimsicott with 17 points. And tied for third place is Gator and Shamu with 16 points.
Oh.
In fifth place is Bosefus with 10 points. In sixth is Snag with 9, tied with Maximus with 9 as well. In eighth place, we have Viger with 5. And in ninth place, we have Ethan with 4. So the race for the sweatshirt is on, guys. Your exclusive Puckle hoodie.
Jushiro, I'm after you. I'm coming.
This is really good. I like how close you guys are, actually. Like, there's a heated race here. It's not, like, dominated by one person. So, keep it up. And on to Puckle's Poke Quiz. So, Puckle's Poke Quiz is always, guys, our weekly show where we're going to quiz your co-host with 5 questions to test their innate Pokemon knowledge. As always, there are a total of 6 points up for grabs in the questions. They do get one hint, but if they get 5 of the points, and excluding the bonus point that they'll typically get, they will they can go ahead and just cash that in at the end for an extra point. So, actually, Shamu's in striking distance of first place, so this will be interesting today, guys. As always, boys, lower your browsers because there is no internet allowed here, and we're gonna go ahead and we are gonna test your innate Pokemon knowledge on Pokemon things. Are you guys ready?
Okay.
Yep.
As always, 1 minute per question. Unless, of course, you use the hint. All right. So question number one, just to warm you guys up. What was the first generation 3 Pokemon seen in the anime?
Oh.
Generation 3?
That was Kecleon, I believe. Or Kecleon, whatever you want to call it. Because that was in the movie, was it not? Or was it something different?
What was that episode with the green Kecleon and the purple Kecleon?
That was a movie.
Oh, that was a movie?
Yeah. The movie count, correct?
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
I try to think of anything else before that, because there was a Blaziken. Blaziken was one of the earlier ones, too. But I think it was
But didn't that movie come before that episode,
though? I think it did, though, yeah. That's why I want to say that. It would be Latios. Oh, wait. Shoot. Because there's Latios and Latios now, too.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Oh, what movie was... Oh, shoot.
Yeah, that's when he was still with Misty and Brock.
Yeah, because that was Heroes. That was the fifth movie. But, oh, what... That was a... Wait. I'm losing myself now.
I'm going to need an answer in 5 seconds. 10 seconds or so.
Do I just go...
I
cut out. It was a Pokemon. I say Kecleon.
Is that your final answer?
Because not two Pokemon. It's a Pokemon.
Yeah, is that your final answer?
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah.
That is correct. Actually, it's not from a movie, though.
Kecleon,
it was a short. It was a TV episode. It was a regular old episode of... A regular old episode of Pokemon. There was an episode where there was both a green and a purple Kecleon together.
I knew that.
It was while they were on their way to Olivine City, and they saw it. So it was way before everything, before Pokemon Heroes. It was during season 4. So it was actually before Pokemon Heroes. It was before Blaziken, everything. These were the first Pokemon.
I knew it was probably before Blaziken, but I'm like, because it wasn't a, what I was remembering was like a short in the garden or something like that, and they were all playing hide and seek. But I didn't think that was an episode. I thought that was actually like a short, because it wasn't.
Nope. No short. Oh. All right. So that is 1 point for you guys. So there we go. Okay. So we're going to move on. I think this is going to be, I'm trying to do these in terms of difficulty. It's really hard to difficulty check myself because I'm different than you. But this is just a normal Pokemon question, which I think you guys will be able to figure out. Which fairy type Pokemon has the highest base special defense?
Highest base special defense. I'm thinking Florida right off the bat. But then again, wait. I'm trying to remember how much Florgeth has. I think he only has like 110. I'm pretty sure Finny has 110 or 130. Highest fairy with special defense. Let's see. Trying to run through all of them in my head again. Like,
yeah.
Because I had this one last week, but with special attack, and that's badass.
The time before then, I was asked the same question, but with regular defense.
Oh, I always do one of these, you know?
Yeah.
I
kind of want to say just like, I want that Tapu Fini, but I don't know. I think Florgeth has more than Tapu Fini.
Wait, are we counting this generation too?
Yeah, everything's viable here. We're about a month in, so I figure it's time to start including the new stuff.
I'm thinking Florgeth though over anything.
I do need an answer.
I think it's 126 base, but definitely I can't think of anything higher than that.
Yeah, Florgeth is just built to be a special defensive wall.
I'm going to say final answer for that.
Okay, that is correct. Florgeth has the highest base special defense. It is base 156, however.
Oh, 150. Holy!
Or 154. My apologies. 154.
Either way, I didn't think it was
156. That's still high.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah. So that's where you're at there. So that's 2 points there, guys. You're 2 for 2 right now. Moving on up. All right. So... we're going to get things going a little bit more here. Jigglypuff. It's a popular Pokemon from Generation 1. It, along with its evolution line, is classified as the Balloon Pokemon. There are also two other Pokemon that are classified as the Balloon Pokemon. Drifloon's one of them. Do you know what the other one is?
Really?
I want to say Drifloon, but I'm getting worried.
Drifloon.
It's not Drifblim. It includes the evolution. The evolutionary line isn't. I would have given you. It's not Drifblim.
I want to say that. I'm like, that's a bit much. No,
it's not Drifblim.
I can't remember if Billfish is the balloon Pokemon or not. The balloon Pokemon. I don't know. Dang. Can we know if it's an? Because you said Drifloon is like counts Drifblim. Can we like know if it includes a?
If it's an evolutionary line, it's not an evolutionary line, no. It doesn't include an evolutionary line.
I'm really thinking Quillfish right now.
I'm trying to think of anything else that might be. Balloon, something that floats. Catherine's like weather forecast or whatever. It's a forecast Pokemon. Balloon. What is Wilmer?
I think it is the balloon Pokemon. Hold on.
I'm going to need an answer here, guys.
Wait, say Whale. I think it is Wilmer.
I'm going to need an answer. Oh, go we Wilmer. Lost Shamu again. Nope, wait, Shamu? No,
lost him.
Wait, I'm going to need an answer, guys.
Go Wilmer.
Wilmer? Okay, we'll go Wilmer.
That is unfortunately incorrect. It was Quillfish. The answer was Quillfish. the answer is Quillfish. Quillfish is known as the balloon Pokemon.
No.
I do not know what Wilmer is classified as. Let's see. Let's see if it's balloon and I missed it. I doubt I missed it though.
Whale. Is it the whale ball? I think
it might be whale. It's like ball something.
Well, let's find out. I'm gonna find out now, mostly because I'm curious.
I don't think it is balloon, to be honest.
Whalmer is the ball whale Pokemon.
Close enough. No.
Ball whale.
Oh well. Dang it.
Okay. Well. Okay. We're gonna move on then. We're gonna move on to the next question in the line. Okay. So there's four Tapus in Generation 7, right? We agree. Tapu Bulu, Tapu Koko, Tapu Fini, Tapu Lele. Their names are actually all directly translated, or directly translatable from Hawaiian. Fun fact. I don't know if you guys knew that. So they all have Tapu in common. What does that translate to if you translate it from Hawaiian?
Tapu?
Yeah, Tapu.
Oh, I'm thinking like deity or something like that. This is kind of a harder question because it's not like it's not really even Pokemon knowledge. It's just like general like
language. Yeah, okay. This is general knowledge. I was just figuring you guys might. I mean, it's related to Pokemon. Specifically.
I feel like there's somewhere in the game that tells you. I really do, and I just missed it.
I mean, that's fine. Just come up with an answer. I'm sure you'll get it.
Wait, totem? Would it be totem? Tapu totem? Like, cause they're all like part of a totem? Shoot! Should we just use our hint? Because we can't get the extra point now. Should we just do it?
I would save it.
Okay. Thank you, silent voice in my head.
Shamu's conscience saved him again.
I'm thinking like totem or like deity. And I don't think deity would be
pick one of those. Pick one of those.
I want to say totem.
Pick the other one. No. Okay. So the answer is, I mean, do you agree with totem? Maximus.
Yeah, go with totem.
That is incorrect. It actually translates to somewhere around like holy or deity would have worked. I would have accepted that.
Dang it.
All right. So you're at 2 points right now, guys. The next question is the one that includes the bonus point.
Oh yeah, I forgot the bonus point.
This is the bonus point. So as you guys know, I am a connoisseur of Pokeballs. I'm a big fan of Kurt's Pokeballs. I know what color they are in Generation 4. So far, the franchise has introduced 27 types of Pokeballs, including long-forgotten ones like the Sports Ball from the Bug-Catching Contest, or even the Safari Ball from the Safari Zone. Because of particular situations and the availability of Pokemon in certain areas, and the comeback of Kurt's Pokeballs in Gen 7, there are only two species of Pokemon that can be legally obtained in all 27 Pokeballs. Which Pokemon are these? And you get a point for each. So there are 27 different Pokeballs. Only two Pokemon are legally obtainable in all 27.
Is this counting evolution lines?
Sure. No evolution lines here. These are base Pokemon.
Oh, okay.
Only one of them evolves. I'll give you that. But like, yeah,
I was thinking Magikarp. Like, as far as I'm aware, you can get Magikarp in every game. I can't remember if that's not true or not, but
of course you have the hint as well going into this as well. You can't catch it.
Well,
anymore. Okay. So they're both bug type Pokemon.
Oh.
I feel like one's a pavilion. I feel like for some reason, but it's not.
They're both really old bug type Pokemon.
Old bug. Yeah. What would it be like Caterpie? Wait,
I thought he said like one of them only one like well.
Scyther and Pinsir, maybe?
Hmm?
You can catch Scyther and Pinsir, because I'm trying to think of like what.
Think of the Pokeballs that are really hard to catch things in. Like which ones are like area exclusive.
Oh
well, what about the Dream Balls though?
Because gotta think about Safari Ball too. That's where it gets that and the Park Ball. So it's got Scyther and Pinsir, because the Safari Zone and also the Park Balls in Gold Heart, Gold and Soul Silver and Gold Silver. Because that's the only in that bug catching place. Those like they're like weird balls that you can only use in that park for the bug catching contest, and you can get both Scyther and Pinsir there.
Is this your final answer? Did we lose Maximus?
No, I'm still here. I'm still thinking.
Okay.
I'm thinking Scyther and Pinsir. I know Pinsir for a fact, 100% fact.
Is this your final answers, or does Maximus have anything else? I'm gonna need an answer.
I'm thinking
second generation. I can't think of anything else.
I'll say Scyther and Pinsir then.
That is correct. That is 2 points right there, guys, for a total of four today. Pinsir and Scyther are the only two, exactly because of the Park Ball. The Park Ball is pretty much the limiting factor, but you also have to consider which ones can also be caught in the Safari Zone. Turns out that it's only Scyther and Pinsir that overlap with that. You might be able to catch a Caterpie in the bug catching contest, but you can't catch them in the Safari Zone.
Yeah.
Who would have thought? So out of the tree, they can be caught in all 27 Pokeballs. That's nuts to think about.
In a way.
Yeah. And so, I mean, that surprises me, a Pokeball enthusiast. So Scyther, and they're also catchable out in the field now in Gen 7, so they can be caught in a Beast Ball as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you have 4 points today, guys. That changes a lot of things. changes a lot. I'm sure some people will be unhappy about that. We'll find out. It actually moves a lot of you guys around. So let me do my Magic Excel sorting. All right, so that changes our totals and our leaderboard. So in first place now, we have Dr. Shamu with 20 points.
I feel like a winner for the first time in my life.
You still have to hit 30 to win that exclusive Puckle hoodie. In second place with 19 points is Lord Jushiro. In third place with 17 points is the fluffiest Whimsicott. In fourth place with 16 points is Gator. In fifth place with 13 points, it is Mr. Maximus. In sixth place with 10 points, we have Bosifus. In seventh place with 9 points, we have Professor Snag. In eighth place with 5 points is Viger. And following you guys at the bottom with 4 points is Ethan. Welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz. This is the part of the show where we quiz our co-hosts on their innate Pokemon knowledge. And so we have 5 trivia questions that we are going to ask them today, and they are going to try to give us their best answers. You guys get a point per question. One of these questions will be worth 2 points because I was a dummy bear and forgot to give it 2 answers. So we're going to give it 2 points instead. I think it's a pretty rough question, actually, so it's worth 2 points. And so as a reminder, you guys are racing to get to 30 points against the other co-hosts. It's actually a pretty tight race now. From like the top 7 people are all within like a couple shows of each other, so the race is pretty tight right now. Especially if you get all 7 questions today. So we're gonna jump right on into that. As always, guys, no internet allowed. So don't lower those browsers. Don't look up any Pokemon knowledge that you might have.
I'd like to clarify: is it 7 questions or 7 points?
You can get up to 7 points today.
Okay.
There are 5 questions. Yeah. So if you don't use the hint and you get 5 of the questions correct, so typically when there's like a bonus answer, if you get one of those questions, I'll let it go. But today there's no second answer. It's just a question worth 2 points. If you get it though, along with the rest of the questions, and you don't use the hint, you'll get 7 points.
All right.
So we're going to do it, though. We're going to jump right on in, and we're going to ask you some questions. So I tried to rank these from easy to hard. We'll see how it goes. So question number 1. Which spooky ghost-type Pokemon has the highest base speed of any ghost-type Pokemon?
Isn't that Mega Gengar?
Yeah, I was going to say Gengar is super fast. That would be my guess. But is it faster than any of the legendaries, because like Giratina.
The only reason I think I know this is I think Thatch asked this before, and I think that it's Mega Gengar followed by Gengar. Thatch, is this still generation 1 through 6? No, we're in 7 now, aren't we?
No, we're in 7 now. It's been like over a month, so I put it in. But it doesn't matter.
Okay. Let's say,
I'll go Mega Gengar with you.
All right.
Is that your final answer, Mega Gengar?
Yes.
Because that would be correct. That is 1 point there, guys. Mega Gengar is the fastest Ghost-type Pokemon, followed again by Gengar. So, Ghost-type Pokemon are typically actually very slow. And I might have asked that question before. I didn't realize it. I was just asking questions. Okay.
That's so, right. I'll take it.
Question number 2. In Pokemon Sun and Moon, we learn Professor Kukui is married to Professor Burnett. But this isn't the first time that we've met Professor Burnett. We have met her character before in a prior Pokemon spinoff game. In which game did we meet Professor Burnett in prior to Pokemon Sun and Moon?
Wasn't she in the Dream Radar?
That's the one, yep.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to go with, Dream Radar.
Is that your final answer, Dream Radar?
Yeah.
And that is correct. She was the professor in the Dream Radar. She actually makes references to it in Sun and Moon if you talk to her. Just talk to her character, she'll talk about the Dream Realm. So that is 2 points for you there, guys. So
right.
we're gonna amp up the difficulty here just a little bit. We're gonna move on. Okay. So there's just one evolutionary line like this. There's one evolutionary line and it's the only evolutionary line of Pokemon that have the ability Rain Dish as a regular ability, not a hidden ability. Every other evolutionary line has Rain Dish as a hidden ability. So what line is it that can get Rain Dish naturally?
Like as their like first ability, or
yeah,
like,
as their is either their first or second ability. It's just one of the standard abilities you can catch.
Isn't it? Wouldn't it be like Lotad and Ludicolo, that whole line?
That's what I thought too. That was my first guess. I dig it. Let's go with it.
That you're fine. Yeah, okay, well, that is Lotad, again correct.
Ludicolo. All right.
they are the only ones that can learn or get Rain Dish naturally. Shinnatic actually got it, which I find is really interesting. So check that out.
That's a right? hidden ability, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a hidden ability. It didn't get it as a standard ability. And I believe there's one or two others that also get Rain Dish as their hidden ability as well.
Squirtle does, I know.
Yeah, Squirtle does. I think it's just Squirtle and Shinnatic and Ludicolo now. I think that's literally it.
Didn't, like, no.
I don't know what that Pokemon is.
it's the grass fairy type. It evolves from, what's it called?
Morlul.
Morlul.
Oh, okay.
You remember
sure.
the Pokemon that nobody cares about?
Yes, yes. It's the bigger version of that.
Yeah, it's the bigger one. Morlul also gets Rain Dish as its hidden ability. So, moving on then. Okay, so we got the easier ones out of the way. So, question number four. There's one region out of all seven of them. We're just going to do main titles. We're not including Colosseum or anything. That do not have the following two features, or following two locations. A Pokemon graveyard and a museum. Which region is this?
So you're saying it has neither of those things,
it has
right?
neither of them.
Okay. So I know there's a graveyard in Alola. I'd assume we'd count the graveyard in Kanto.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
There's I don't think Hoenn has a graveyard. Yes, it does. It has that...
Yes, the Mount Pyre.
Yeah, Mount Pyre.
Okay.
Gen
4. I'm pretty sure Sinnoh has a museum, doesn't it?
What about Johto?
Johto. I don't think Johto has a graveyard. I'm trying to think about.
Because I know that. Yeah, I think it's Johto. I mean,
I can't think of a museum in there specifically. Do we?
I'm gonna go with. I think it's Johto.
Okay. Are you locking that in? Final answer. That is correct. Johto is the only region without both a Pokemon graveyard and a museum.
Yeah, actually, you can't get any fossil Pokemon in Johto.
Yeah, there's no fossil Pokemon in Johto, so that's why. It's actually really cool. I didn't know that, because Johto's missing so many things because they're all in Kanto, and you can go to Kanto afterwards. So it shares a lot of things with Kanto.
Yep.
And so Johto kind of got the shaft on a lot of things.
Yeah, that's okay. It's the prettiest region, really. So
it is. All right. So we have 4 points for you guys. So the next question, it only has one answer, but it is worth 2 points. So keep that in mind. Also, if you do not use the hint on this question and you get it correct, you can go for a total of 7 points. Though I do warn you, this one is a little rough. So I might give you a free hint, but I think the question contains enough hints in itself. So in any of the Generation 5 games, when you check out the TVs present in the houses, a variety of TV shows can be on. One of them in particular got fleshed out like really well, and it's actually called The Personality Assessment and Horoscope. This show contained Unova's own horoscope, replacing all of the star signs in the real world with horoscope Generation 5 Pokemon. So my question is, who represents the star sign Cancer, the crab, in the Unova horoscope?
Oh. Well, it's got to be a Gen 5 Pokemon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So what's Krabby in Gen 5? What, like...
I think I knew this at one point, but I'm not remembering it right now. Shoot.
Is it Crust? What's the bug with the rock on its back? It looks like a crab.
Either Dwebble or Crustle.
Yeah, I think... Is it Crustle?
Maybe. So this we could either get 2 points, 3 points, or no points on this, depending if we want to use the hint or not, Gator.
I feel like they wouldn't use the base evolution, so it's got to be Crustle. I don't think it's Dwebble.
Go big or go home.
I say, do you want to go for the glory on this gate, or go for all seven?
Why not, right? Yeah, we'll try. Crustle, let's go for it.
Let's do it.
That is correct.
Yeah!
So you guys got all 7 points there today. Crustle, I thought that was going to be a much harder question, but you guys picked up on it pretty quick.
Well, there's only like one crabby-looking Pokemon in Gen 5. Yeah,
that's true. That's why I picked Crustle, because I was looking at the list of them, all of the Pokemon they have, and so like Leo is actually Braviary.
What?
And it's just like, yeah, right? What is that?
Man.
But this horoscope thing got like really fleshed out. It's really, really weird. But that's good job, guys. You got 7 points. That changes the leaderboard significantly.
Wait, was that 5 questions? I thought we only did 4 questions.
That was 5 questions.
Oh,
well, we knocked him dead, man.
We did it.
You got all five.
Are we the first people to get all 7?
No, no. Okay. Somebody else did it, I think, way at the beginning of this round.
I did it with Shamu.
Did it with Shamu, that's right. All right. So right now the leaderboard has changed. In first place, we have Gator with 23 points.
Yeah, eat that, Jushiro.
In second place, we have Shamu with 20 points. In third place, we have the fluffiest Whimsicott with 17 points. And tied for fourth place, we have both Snag and... we're not tied anymore. In fourth place, it's Snag with 16 points. In fifth place, we have Mr. Maximus with 13 points. In sixth... what number am I on now?
Six.
In sixth place, it's Bosefist with 10. In seventh place, it is Viger with 5. And then Ethan's after that.
Yeah, but where's like Jushiro?
Jushiro's third. I messed up.
Third, okay.
Okay, he's third. So...
You're in fifth, Snag. I lied.
Okay, that's fine.
I didn't click buttons, and so I'm awful at doing things, because I wanted to avoid the clicks in the podcast. All right, but thank you, everybody. That is this week's Poke Quiz. We've shaken things up. Gator, you're actually, if you get another perfect score, you win the hoodie.
That's going to happen.
So...
okay, awesome. Great.
Yeah, so we're going to... And then the ladder gets reset, unfortunately. But you guys are all like really close together. I am really surprised with how close everybody is together. And on the Puckle's Pokey Quiz, this is the segment of the show where we quiz your co-hosts on their innate Pokemon knowledge. Of course, as always, lower your browsers, gentlemen, because you are no longer allowed to use the internet. You have to use what's in your brain to answer these questions. So we have 5 of these questions. There are 6 points up for grabs with these 5 questions, because one of them will have two answers. Now, if you can get all of the answers correct without using the hint, you can get an extra point. So there's a total of 7 points up for grabs right now, depending on whether or not you want to use a hint. Of course, as always, you get 1 minute to answer each question. And that's pretty much what there is. Those are the rules. Now, I do want to make it clear, because I have been asked this multiple times since Sun and Moon were released. Yes, Sun and Moon is applicable to a lot of these questions. And also not to mention that Pokemon, things like Pokemon Colosseum and Pokemon Gale of Darkness, when it comes to Pokemon mechanics, I will not say location data, but mechanics, they do count, if that makes sense.
Okay.
In our questions. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to jump right on into the questions then. So are you guys ready?
Ready as I will ever be.
Okay. So I think all of these are pretty like relatively easy questions. But then again, I thought the lure ball question was an easy one. And I'm still getting flack for that. So, okay, here we go. Question number 1. What Pokemon has the lowest base stat total of all Pokemon?
It's either Wishiwashi or Sunkern.
I think it's definitely Wishiwashi.
Yeah, because I think the new people are making a memes about that.
About how weak it is. It's weaker than a Magikarp.
Mm-hmm. Want to go Wishiwashi? Wishiwashi with the non-schooling form.
Of course, pre-changing to its school form.
Is that your final answer?
Well, it take 20 seconds to. To check it for a ride. I mean, what other options do we have? Magikarp is the other one.
No, but Sunkern's worse than Magikarp, though.
Yeah. Oh, Sunkern. Yeah, that's true.
That's what I said. Wishiwashi beat Sunkern as the worst, like, stat-wise.
Yeah, but then it definitely is Wishiwashi. Yep, that's our final answer.
That is your final answer. That is correct. Wishiwashi is the new worst Pokemon, the non-schooling form, of course. It has a base stat total of 175. The Pokemon prior to that was Sunkern with a base stat total of 180. So mm-hmm. you guys are correct. Wishiwashi is terrible. Unschooled, of course.
Yeah.
His base stat total when he's schooled is 620, so it's much, much, much higher.
I'm just curious. What if you can you change its ability, like with skill squat sock or something like that in the middle of the battle? Because I know you can't do that with a couple abilities.
I don't know. I haven't tried it. I don't know if anybody has. All right, then we're gonna move on to the next question. Question number two. So question number two is, what dual type Pokemon has a pre-evolution that it shares no types with?
One more time, sir.
What dual type Pokemon? So this Pokemon's dual type. It has two types. It has a pre-evolution, though, that has neither of those types.
I'm thinking it's a Pokemon that has one type. When it evolves, it evolves into another type with no types. Yeah.
And I think... Oh.
And Gen 7 is included, sir, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I feel like it's one of the Pokemon from that generation.
You think so?
So I'm thinking on the top of my head. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Oh, man. This one has me stumped. What evolves and changes its types completely? Yeah, I'm kind of stumped in this one.
Changes its type completely.
Oh, man. I feel like the basic needs to be like ground or bug or something like that, and it changes completely when it evolves.
I'm going
to
need an answer. I don't know why.
Maximus, it's going to have to be your call this time, because I have no clue.
I can't even think of the Pokemon.
Should we use a hint?
You do have the hint.
It's kind of weird since this is the second question.
I know. But what do we do?
Well, we're gonna have to use it anyway, so we might as well.
Hint.
Hint, please.
Hint, it is a Gen 7 Pokemon. It's an Alolan form.
See, and that doesn't help me at all, because I still haven't seen all the Pokemon in Gen 7.
Oh, man.
It's an Alolan form.
Oh, it's an Alolan.
Oh.
Oh, then I know exactly what it is. It's Marowak and Marowak.
Yeah. Dang.
Is that your final answer?
Idiots. Yeah.
That is correct. Alolan Marowak is 100% correct.
I feel so dumb right now.
Yeah,
it's a fire ghost type, and Cubone's a ground type, so.
Oh, man.
You know, it's weird. How come Cubone is not an Alolan form?
Well, Pikachu isn't either.
That's, or execute.
Yeah, that's just curious. Well, I understand why they didn't change Pikachu, but they changed Rattata for some reason, and they changed Grimer, but like execute and Cubone didn't change at all.
No,
Sandshrew and Vulpix changed as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's just weird.
All right, so that gives you guys 2 points. We're gonna move on to the next question. Our next question is going to be. Number C, or number three. I have it as C on my
number
document.
Number C.
That's a good number, right? According to its Pokedex entry, Bagon tries to trigger its evolution by doing what?
Wasn't it jumping off cliffs?
That's what I was going to say, jumping off cliffs.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Yep.
That is absolutely correct. It actually explains why you find it, or where you find it on Mele Mele Island in Pokemon Sun and Moon.
Yep, because it's a cliff.
Well, it's on a cliff when you first find it, and then what's even funnier is you have a better chance of finding them on the bottom of the cliff. like, no joke, it's a 5% chance on the top of the cliff and 10% on the bottom.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's the only place you can find them, and it's by a cliff. I think it's so good to, like, add that to their lore. All right, so that's 3 points for you guys. You guys are doing well here.
Well, we used our hint, so we're kind of disappointed in ourselves, but we're going to keep going.
That's fine. You keep going. You're going to be fine. So, question number four. Which poison-type Pokemon has both the highest attack and highest speed of all poison-type Pokemon?
It has to be the new one. The evolution of... oh my god, what's the name? The Salamander.
You mean Salazzle?
Salazzle? It's speed and it hits hard. Oh, wait.
I'm trying to think fast poison.
It's got the highest Gengar? Attack and the highest speed stat of all
Gengar,
poison-type
Pokemon. Gengar doesn't have the highest attack. So
Gengar
doesn't have that.
But it's... I mean, there's something faster than Gengar. Can you repeat the question one more time, sir?
What poison-type Pokemon has both the highest attack and the highest speed stat of all poison-type Pokemon?
See, it has attack and speed. I don't think it's Salazzle, because Salazzle's more of a special user.
This is, of course, including Mega Evolutions as well.
Crobat, no. But at this point.
It is it has fast. To be,
but it has
what's to faster than Crobat? Yeah. Like, what's faster than Crobat?
What mega, what poison megas do we have? Oh, Beedrill. Mega Beedrill. But I don't know how fast it is.
Yep, there we go.
Is it fast?
Yeah, it's fast. It's very fast.
Then you want to go with Mega Beedrill?
Yes, go with Mega Beedrill.
Mega Beedrill it is.
That is correct, guys. That is 4 points for you.
Nice.
That is all 4 points there. So now we have the next question. Our next question. Mega Beedrill is the fastest and has the highest attack of all poison-type Pokemon, so that's good for you guys. Actually, a strategy with Mega Beedrill and what's gonna go away with the new mechanics in Pokemon Sun and Moon once we actually do get Mega Beedrill or Beedrillite, because we do not have access to it right now. But once we do get access to it, you no longer have to use Protect for a turn to get the speed, since you get the speed boost now on the first turn.
That's Mega right there.
Yeah.
So Beedrill's gonna be a force to be reckoned with, actually.
And I'm glad, because Beedrill has always been one of my favorite underrated Pokemon since Gen 1.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised Butterfree didn't get anything. But
yeah.
Especially with Butterfree being in this game.
Mm-hmm. All right, so question number 5, and this one is worth 2 points. It's got two answers, and so you'll need to tell me both of them to get both points. Throughout the history of Pokemon, it has been possible to evolve Eevee into Espeon in two different ways. What are those two methods of evolving Eevee into Espeon?
Okay. I know one. Well, one is obviously with friendship, mm-hmm. high friendship, and
in the day cycle.
And I actually know the other one.
What was the other one?
In Pokemon XD Shadow of Darkness, you get a Sun Shard.
Right. Yes. The Moon Shard and Sun Shard. Yes.
And you can evolve it that way as well.
Yep. That's it.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Those are both correct. You can evolve Eevee into Espeon by first, of course, evolving it with high friendship during the day. And the Sun Shard and Gale of Darkness was used as a one-off way to evolve Eevee into Espeon. Also, you could, of course, use the Moon Shard, I believe. They had one for Eevee into Umbreon as well, because back then, it wasn't very evident how to evolve them into Espeon and Umbreon. Mm-hmm. You could definitely do it, though, in Ruby and Sapphire.
Yeah, I felt bad if you had a Pokemon that evolved through friendship in those games.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
It took forever.
It was just so that you could have Espeon and Umbreon as your starter in the game, essentially, because they'd hand you the stone or they hand you the shard. You got to pick mm-hmm. which one you want at the beginning of the game. And so that is it for the questions today. You guys got 6 points.
Woo!
So that's...
You know
that's,
what? I'm still mad. We could have had 7. Wait, unless you took... Wait, is the hint thing still there, or...?
No, because you guys used the hint, so you guys can't have the point.
No, if we didn't use the hint, we got all of the questions right.
Yeah, you would have... Absolutely.
Man, that...
That changes the leaderboard, though, quite significantly. Woo. So let me click my magic button so that I don't misspeak it this time. So, in first place, we have Jushiro. He has moved up to first with 25 points. He's one away from that hoodie, guys. Reminder, the first person to 30 gets the Puckle hoodie.
But he's one away, but he has 25 points?
Oh, no, he might be one show away if he gets 5 points. Like, if he does as well as he did today, he can get it next time, right?
Gator, I'm looking at you.
Gator is in second place. with 23 points. Dr. Shamu is in third with 20 points. In fourth place is Mr. Maximus with 19 points. In fifth place is the Fluffiest Whimsicott with 17 points. See how these are all like so close together? It's fantastic. In sixth place, we have Professor Snag with 16 points. In seventh place, we have Bo with 10 points. In eighth place, we have Viger with 5. And in ninth place, we have Ethan with 4. So that is... That is where we are, so we are close to the end here, guys, before we have to reset the ladder. And welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the segment of the show where we quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. And so Gator is actually within range of the hoodie today, getting to 30 points. He's at 23 right now, so he needs a perfect score to be able to go ahead and win the hoodie. So we're going to jump right on in, though. As always, though, guys, you close your browsers. No cheating here. Not allowed. All right. And we're also going to say, remind you of the rules that you get 1 minute per question. Talk it out as much as you will. You're on a team. And you can go ahead and, just say whatever you want as the answer. So we're going to jump right on in. Also, if you get 5 points and you don't use the hint, you get 7 points. That means you don't get the bonus question or the bonus point. So this week it will be possible to separate the bonus point and the not bonus point. So okay, let's get right into it. All right. So question number one. The Electabuzz evolution line is classified as the electric Pokemon. By that, I mean Elekid, Electivire, Electabuzz. They're all classified as the electric Pokemon. That's their species name. There's one other Pokemon outside of this evolution line that shares that evolution, that species name. What Pokemon is it?
So it's a single Pokemon from the way the question is worded.
Yes, it is just one Pokemon.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm guessing it's something like, I don't know, could be Zapdos? Jolteon? I have no idea.
Let's see. What is, like, fully electric, though?
Well, like, lots of things are fully electric. But
yeah, but, like, Electabuzz is just, like, a dude that runs around.
Oh, you mean, so it's not the electric mouse or the electric eel, it's just the electric nothing, because it just looks like pure electricity.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to need an answer here.
Ooh,
Zapdos, why not? Since it's Gen 1.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Why not?
That is correct. Zapdos is classified as the electric Pokemon and is the only other Pokemon to be classified that, along with the Electabuzz line. Fun fact.
We rock.
Rock. That was a roll.
No. Zapdos was the first thing that I said and was the first thing that came into my head. So I'm pretty satisfied.
All right. So question number four. Two. I ask these out of order that I write them.
Time travel. Oh my god.
My apologies. I ask them out of order of how I write them because I rank them on there of like difficulty. But anyway, we're gonna jump into it. In Generation 3, Deoxys could only change forms depending on what game it was in, as opposed to like touching an asteroid like it does now. So when you put Deoxys in Pokemon Leaf Green, what form did it take back in Gen 3?
Leaf Green.
I have never owned a Deoxys in Gen 3.
It was really hard to grab. I'll admit that.
Yeah. Especially in Italy.
Yeah.
Italy tends to get fewer events.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, at least back then.
Is it defense form? Is it Leaf Green?
I want to say defense form.
Yeah, I feel like it's defense. Leaf Green, right? Question, not Fire Red.
Not Fire Red.
Leaf Green.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Fire Red was attack. So Leaf Green's got to be defense form.
I'm with you on this one.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
That is correct. Defense form.
Wow.
So Deoxys took defense form in Leaf Green. All right, so let's move on then. Okay, so this one.
These are so hard. Why are these so hard this week? Last week they were all softball questions.
They gave me 15 minutes to write them last week. You gave me an hour and a half.
Man, doesn't mean we have to bug you for the entire 2 hours before recording to get easy questions?
I think so,
I'm gonna
yeah.
call your phone, Thatch. You've never asked me about a lure ball ever again.
I had one ready to go about a fastball. but I did not use it this week. So, question number three. This one comes from Snag, actually. So you're playing any Pokemon game from Generations 1 to Generation 6. You've completed the game 100%, so you have some badges. So what type of gym leader did you beat regardless of what game you played?
Cool question. I'm pretty sure it's Rock, but let's go through them. Okay, so we have
Water is a like
Rock
the type? Most prominent type.
Yes, but I'm not sure you always have a water type gym leader, because in X and Y, water type is an Elite Four type.
That's true.
So you have Brock, and in Generation 2, you go back and beat Brock again. Mm-hmm. Then you have the what's her name in Hoenn, and in Generation 4, you have the Rourke, and in Generation 5, wait, is there a Rock-type gym leader in Generation 5?
Wait, are we counting, like, Johto? Because Johto, they have, like, different types of gyms from
He specifically said you have 100% completed
the game. Okay, you've 100%. Okay.
Because otherwise it doesn't compute. I'm not sure if there's a rock type gym leader in Generation 5.
So 1 through 6, is it electric?
I think it might be.
Because I know Gen 6 had like the little bug guy, bug-eyed guy. What's his name? Clement?
Yeah.
Gen 5 had Nimbasa City, whatever their name was.
Yeah, Ilesa.
Gen 4, I don't know. Did Gen 4 had an electric type?
Yes.
Okay, and I know Gen 3 did because of Watson. And then Gen 2, they went back to...
Gen 4, it was like the blonde guy, right?
I'm going to need an answer.
Yeah, electric.
That is correct.
Woo!
That is correct.
Awesome, Gator.
So that's 3 points for you guys. You've gone 3 for 3 so far. Okay, so question number 5. So this one has the bonus point attached to it.
Wait, how are we?
This is question number 4. It's 5 on my sheet. I'm a dummy.
What are we thinking?
He's trying to confuse us.
What is happening? Don't do this to me. I'm so close. Stop it.
Question number 4 is this one has the bonus point in it. There are 2 Pokemon that you have to name. We're talking about psychic type Pokemon, and we're talking about their HP stat. I want to know the psychic type Pokemon with the highest HP stat and the one with the second highest HP stat. That's what I'd like to know.
Okay.
And also you can miss megas. The bonus. You can, we are including megas. Yes. You can also
gave that information for free last week and gave them a tip.
We are doing megas and Generation 7 Pokemon.
Okay. So the thing is, Mega Evolution does not change the HP stat as far as I remember. Right.
Yes, I don't think it changes.
Yeah. So,
also, you're allowed to miss the bonus point here and still get cash in the hint at the end.
Okay. So,
let's see. Well, let's see a chance. You're always at the top. What about like Wobbuffet? I know Wobbuffet's super good.
Wobbuffet should be up there if we're talking about HP because it has a ton of HP.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure Wobbuffet is one of them, and you're right. The second one, though, it's... Oh, wait. Like, 1 billion legendaries are psychic types. And some of them are really bulky. Like, I don't know, Lugia? Lugia is super bulky, from what I remember. I know it's like, its defenses are high, but I'm pretty sure its HP stat is also pretty decent.
What about the fat guy? Who's the fat Ultra Beast?
Gazlord?
Yeah, Gazlord that one.
Gazlord is a psychic type?
No, you're right. He's a dark type, isn't he?
Yeah. He's like Dark Dragon.
Well, I'm pretty sure about Wobbuffet. And then I guess maybe Solgaleo. Solgaleo's psychic type, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I don't know that it is.
It's the only like strong psychic legendary I can think of that would be like really tanky.
What about Lugia?
Lugia is not psychic type, are they?
Yes, it is psychic flying. How it's not water type will be a mystery for the ages.
Although, isn't Solgaleo like the same? Isn't Solgaleo and Lunala the same when it comes to like
stats?
I don't know.
Yes, pretty much. Are we still talking to Cash?
Yeah, I need the answer.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Wobbuffet with Solgaleo / Lunala.
That is correct on both accounts, actually. So,
we get a triple point?
No, you don't. you do not. I left it open so you could have both Solgaleo and Lunala. They actually both have the same base.
You trick us. You usually try to trick you. When there's two.
I apologize. you guys are going to earn it today, okay? You guys are at 5 points right now. I want to make you earn it. Wobbuffet's base 190 and Solgaleo and Lunala are at base 137. So you guys are at 5 points today. We are on the final question.
Gator, can you feel the hoodie in your hand?
No, not yet, because we don't have the answer to this question.
Okay. As most Pokemon fans know, the manga and the games have completely different stories. Since we don't talk about the manga much, I figured that I'd ask you about one of the characters in the manga. Mewtwo. He's a prominent character in the Red, Blue, Yellow, and even the Leaf Green and Fire Red sagas. So we all know the psychic type from our various playthroughs, whether it be X and Y, Red and Blue, Leaf Green, Fire Red. So, but in the manga, he actually wields a weapon.
Yes.
What is that weapon that he wields?
We know, right, Gator?
I don't do the manga.
You don't do the manga? So, getting the hoodie is in my hands? Well, you're in luck because...
Is it like a sword or a spear?
Not a sword and it's not a spear. I'm an honest, honorable, and prideful person, and so I'm going to give you the right answer. It's a giant spoon.
That is correct. It is a giant spoon. That takes Gator to 30, and because Whimsicott was a good sport, I'm going to let her start next round, next set with 7 points. Because she lets you win. I mean, she has to get something for it, right?
That's
so
true.
You get to start the next set with 7 points, Whimsicott, because why
Everyone
else would...
Everyone else is going to hate me, but I honestly could not sabotage the game just to not let Gator win.
But you guys got a perfect score there with what I thought were some of the toughest questions I've written for this.
Yeah, they were.
We rocked.
With some of the hardest questions here. So congratulations to Gator. That takes him to 30 points exactly. So he has won the Puckle hoodie. So we'll work that out, obviously, because...
Congrats, Gator.
All right. So that means next week the ladder resets, everybody. So everybody else should remember that. All the hosts that are totally listening right now. You guys, because I think like half of them that do are here right now. And so the ladder resets. So we'll see you guys next week. Yeah, so that means our new standings are Whimsicott in first place with 7 points, and everybody else has diddly squat.
Well, I had no idea, but I'm feeling very good about this.
We don't know what the prize is next time yet either, so... all right, so that takes...
We should bump up the scoring to 35, though. It feels like the way the math works, like I feel like they should have to be on for 5 episodes with a perfect score to get...
Oh, no, that's a lot. That's a lot. But we'll figure it out. 30 seemed like a good number. It works. Everybody was chasing it for like that was since like October. So
That's true.
It's been since like October. We reset like in October, so we're good. All right, so there we go. Somebody's got to take down Gator next time. We hope you like that. If you want to keep up with Puckle throughout the week, you can go over to the main feed at Puckle Podcast, or you could of course just check us out on Discord. Link is in the show notes. You can always support the show in a number of ways by checking out our YouTube channel for more content. You can also check out our Twitch at twitch.tv/thepucklepodcast, and our YouTube is youtube.com/pucklepodcast. You can, of course, help support the show in a variety of different ways. The first being checking out our Tee Public store, purchasing something. You could also go ahead and you can go subscribe to us on Twitch with a Twitch Prime membership, or you can go buy some Vite Ramen using code Puckle at checkout for a 10% discount. Or more importantly, you can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/pucklepodcast. But we hope you liked it, and we will catch you guys on the flip flop.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code Program.